This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did they just out-execute you guys tonight as far as breakouts and doing all the little things that go into winning a game?
Vogues, if we sat here and went through the whole game from breakout to getting through the neutral zone to forecheck to wall play, we could... It wasn't good, and that's the bottom line. Our entire game was not good, and we'll, like I said, we'll regroup and we'll get ready for game two.
I don't remember a post-game presser with Spencer Carberry where he was more bothered, irked, irritated, displeased, just put out to be there. He hated everything about his team's performance, you could tell. And I think I get it. It was not a particularly good performance. In fact, the Caps were bad last night. The Hurricanes were great. And somehow the game went to overtime. Do you take any solace in that? My wife just texted me and said, you know, they played such a good game, and you're saying how bad the Capitals were, and yet they needed overtime. That's got to frustrate them a little bit, too. There's something to that, but to me, the story is not that. That is a chapter seven that's only a couple pages long in this book. The book last night was, my God, the Hurricanes are a problem, and the Caps have a lot of adjustments to make.
Yeah, I think we were here at Nats Park, so to use a baseball analogy, you lost, 2-1, but the 27 outs the other team got were all line drive missiles that literally went at somebody. And it wasn't my pitching staff that did it. They caught a lot of barrels.
And they stranded runners
in
every
inning. Bases loaded every time. That's how it feels. There's no solace for me in this one.
So go back to my point at the end of the segment, and we'll get to the calls in a moment. 800-636-1067. To clarify, Caps bad, Canes good last night. Lopsided. Canes should win that game 80%+ of the time. But everything I'm hearing is shot attempts. Shot attempts miss the net. Shot attempts get blocked and are lazy into someone's feet, too. There were 90-plus of them, and only 30-ish got to the cage on Logan Thompson. And on top of that, I just care more about where is the shot from in terms of the slot where they scored their game-tying goal from high danger. Beat Logan Thompson for the first time all night. Or one or two of those that rung the post in more dangerous areas. They gave up way too many of those chances. They gave up 14 high-danger chances last night. As an example, they gave up the lowest, 24, to Montreal in five games in round one. That's too many. But they also had 12. They were minus two in that. When you look at slot shots at home plate, and around the most dangerous area of the ice, it was almost dead even. So while, yes, they got dominated, while, yes, if they play that game four times, they probably get swept. I don't think they will play that game four times. But if they do, it's going to get ugly. I think it's a little bit overstated because Logan Thompson was great with the glove.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was sliding all over, pad save, Holtby the save. There weren't 10 Bell saves. He was just really good and in the right spot quietly all night long. They threw a lot of pucks at him, and he made the stops.
So what's the question? Are people getting this wrong?
Aren't we overrating a little bit of like how bad it could have been. I've been hearing callers and people on the radio going, that game should have been 8-1. No, it shouldn't have. The expected goals in this game yesterday are 3.5 to 2.8. There weren't a ton of great opportunities. Now, again, if you want to say they hit some posts, whatever, that happens. That's part of it. The post may have gone in. It might have also gone 2 inches and just missed the net altogether and not even been a shot. The Caps were bad. They lose that game. But this idea that it's the attempts that bother me. They're playing a team that just their philosophy is to shoot from their bench. Their philosophy is to shoot from center ice. It's an attempt. It got blocked in front of the cage. Look, the goalie stopped the rolling puck that I barely get to him. That's what they want to do. How many times did they almost score? That's what I care about. And those were 14-12, a much more even game than people think.
Yeah, I think you're going to disagree with me, but this is what I would do. Like in the regular season, it's more valuable over 82 games to do the high quality scoring thing. I want this, the speed, the relentlessness, because it's all part of the method of the madness. You win. At one point, it was about 60% of the faceoffs. The Caps evened it up towards the end, but it still was 55-45 in terms of faceoffs won. Just it's more time in that offensive zone. We're starting defensive zone draws. So, yeah, even if it's not the greatest opportunity, you force the Caps to block 32 shots, usually leads to more possession. You force Logan Thompson to use the catcher's glove, more offensive zone starts. The whole point is it's just waves crashing on the shore, and the inevitable results are what happened. So this is the thing that I've been afraid of because it's been done to me so often.
Right.
But these types of teams
don't win very often. Like the Hurricanes have nothing to show for this era right now. They win a playoff series every year, you know, but the speed teams like Edmonton, you know, the speed team, the Colorado Avalanche are the fastest team in the league. You preach speed. I also love speed. Speed's great. Heavy often beats speed in the playoffs, but I'd like to be both. The Caps are a big team with a little bit of speed. The Canes are a super fast team with a little bit of size. But the Avalanche are at home right now because the bigger team, the Stars sent them home. And you look at, like, who actually wins and when, the hardware's not there. But, look, last night is what we're talking about.
Right.
The Canes whooped their butt. The question is, was it a one-night issue or is this a matchup that's going to get away from them? I mean, look, they played five times this year. Nothing has resembled that. So I'll take solace in the fact that with a really good coach in Carberry at home, they get back to the drawing board. And they play a much better game tomorrow. The problem is that doesn't get you anything because you could play a lot better and still lose and be down 0-2.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I don't know how many fixes there are. There's only so many ways you can say, get the puck out of your own zone. I think Carolina is, you know, they're always there. System is because it's not just open. It's not a race. It's not a speed race. We're going blue line to see who's the quickest or whatever. It's the fact that wherever you want to go with the puck, they're already there harassing you. They force you into those bad plays.
On nights like last night.
I think that's who they are. I think that's who they're going to be in this series as the Caps are going to labor to get possession, to get some of those quality chances.
The Devils, who I think were the worst team to make the playoffs in the East, took them to double overtimes twice in a five-game series. I guess I just don't view them as this team that doesn't bleed, like it seems like everybody else does now. They're a terrible matchup. Said that going into the series.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. Who knows how they'll fare against Florida or whoever they meet in the next round, but I think they're going to the next round.
And part of it for me is it's a mental thing. The Capitals don't back down from Florida. They go into that barn and they score goals and they play them better, and it just seems like for whatever reason, Carolina is a bugaboo for them. There are teams that just have certain clubs where they often don't play their best game. Some of that I think is the physical matchup, and some of it maybe is mental, but they just got to clean it up in the defensive zone. And you mentioned, like, what can you do differently? We'll talk to Joe Beninati about this coming up at 5 o'clock, but they got to move the puck. The puck's faster than the skater. Like, I bumped into Joby after the game last night, and we were talking about this. Standing behind your net and waiting for things to happen, move the damn puck. You got to keep it moving against this team. Let's go to Will and Stafford on Grant and Danny to get things started. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing good, man. Thanks for taking my call. I got to agree with Danny. I think Carolina's our kryptonite. I mean, they're there before us on the dasher boards. You know, in hockey, they say get pucks deep and put pucks on net. And when you put pucks on net in the playoffs, especially with traffic in front, it hits a hip, it hits a shoulder, it hits a leg, and it deflects in. They had a couple pipes last night. They shanked a couple one tees. Nothing drives me more insane than trying to clear the puck up the slot, especially on the penalty kill. You know, John Carlson, love him to death. All-time Caps defenseman, but he's been fumbling a lot of pucks in his own zone.
Totally.
You know, Carolina, their speed, their secondary scoring. Oh, you know, we've gotten better with speed, you know, Leonard, Duhaime, Mangiapane, but they're just there quicker, you know, and it's tough. It's going to be a tough series. I almost went to bed after the third period. I, you could sense it coming in overtime. You know, it's just, it was a tough one to stomach, but, you know, hopefully they'll bounce back. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's go to Kurt, who's in Ashburn, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Kurt? How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would have everybody remember that at the end of the 2018 season, Holtby was looking bad, so we started the playoffs with Grubauer. We lost two at home to Columbus and looked terrible doing so. Like a lot of other people thought, well, this doesn't bode well. This may be bad news. And as a matter of fact, we had to come from behind in every series and won the cup. This is way too early to panic, guys. Way too early.
I agree with that sentiment for sure. It's one game of a best of seven. And this is what happens, whether it's baseball. We've seen it with the Nats in these five-game series in the DS or seven in the CS World Series when they're down 3-2 against the Astros and everyone's talking about spring training. It's normal. It's natural. It feels so much bigger, but it is a game. The problem for me with this game is not that they lost, really. It's how they lost. It looked so discouraging.
So lopsided.
And like they were just not involved, which was never the case against Columbus. But I'll have a better feel after game two like everybody else. But I think they just played their worst game of the series. If not, then this will end pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to reference 2018 also. You can reference 2019. So every time a team gets off to a bad start for baseball, it means they're going to win the World Series at some point. 2018 was miraculous the way that they were able to keep coming back. They got swept last year in the first round. So, like, do I get to evoke that one also? I mean, I think everything's different. We're sort of talking about...
I think he's just talking about that winning the first game of a series is not the end-all be-all.
Of course.
The Hurricanes lost the first two games of the series to the Caps and were down 3-2 in 19, which you just referenced, and won the series.
Right. Absolutely. I guess kind of my point is, looking at this matchup right now, this minute, I don't know. Again, I'm not a hockey strategist. There are people who've forgotten more. Joby's forgotten more this morning than I'll know my entire life. But the formula that Carolina...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That has, I think, is the Caps kryptonite. And that's the thing I'm most worried about here is you could draw whatever up you want. I'm hoping there are fixes. And if so, I can't wait for tomorrow night to see him.
Caps elite player of the game time, Danny. You got a single somebody out who shine. It's presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service. Complete and powerful solutions, ElitePowerAndEnergyCorp.com. Your elite capital of the game was?
Logan Thompson is my answer. This could have been a lot worse if he wasn't on his game last night. Just to get, I know the volume isn't always the end-all, be-all, but you know their whole point is they're going to keep poking you and bothering you. It's like a boxer with a soft jab or something. They're constantly feeling you out, looking for that weak spot, and if you don't crack, you keep the team in the game. I thought Thompson's the answer.
Matt Roy, I thought, was amazing. He was on ice for 26 minutes, 40 seconds last night. Had 30 shifts, blocked a team-high 6 shots, and the Caps blocked a million shots, being
32 last
in their
night,
own
right?
end. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Had a couple of hits as well. Now, he was on ice for the game winner in overtime. Had the puck to try to play it along the wall behind the net, but zero giveaways for him. Maybe they're going to help the Capitals resuscitate them in this series, as everybody thinks they're down and out. Hopefully they've got the defibrillators
Get
on
the
that
paddles
fire
going, yeah.
Over there. Clear. All of our Caps coverage on G&D today is brought to you by our friends A-Strim Carpentry. 25 years, A-Strim's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handling everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact AceTrim.com today. AceTrim, the home builder's trade partner.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.